It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
Peace talks in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not specifically explain what those words meant. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim spoke to reporters Thursday in Beijing.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian-Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
The announcement comes almost a week after the UN Security Council approved a plan for an international Syrian peace process aimed at ending its civil war. Meanwhile, Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of the capital, Damascus, killed at least 20 people. Iraqi forces are battling the last Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake that key city, lost 7 months ago. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged Thursday around a government complex in Ramadi, capital of Iraq's Anbar province. The United Nations says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback. A UN spokesman says a UN peacekeeping mission will help authorities distribute ballots and back the CAR forces with security. Pope Francis let the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica. In his homily, he rebuked society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, and abundance. This is VOA News.